Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Brooklyn Boys. Podcast. Getting Sliced reactions. This podcast all depends on you. Baby.
Brooklyn Boys Slice time for episode 281.
My girlfriends
and alien. Scary and Brody, Brody and Scary. And of course, we're here for all your feedback. And last week's is going to be very difficult to top, Brody.
Because we had a lot of funny ones in general.
Yeah.
But we had Foghorn Leghorn from Texas. I don't know what else to call him. He hasn't given us a name.
Yeah,
it was hilarious. And I got to tell you, Juan Valdez, not his real name, killed it last week.
If you're wondering how to participate, you obviously don't listen on iHeartRadio because that's where you get to click the little microphone and press the talk back button and leave us some feedback so we could play it here on Slice Time.
Now, I do want to point out that not everyone knows about Slice Time. So Slices, I need you to help us out.
Wait.
Use your social media. Tell your friends. You know other Slices. Hey, you guys got to listen to Slice Time. So we can tell that about 75% of Slices have found and are enjoying and loving Slice Time. So we need to pump that up. Make sure they're not missing out on the fun.
What about the other 25%?
That's what I'm talking about. We need to let them know.
Are they asleep?
I don't know. It comes up in their feed. Hey, new episode.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay.
I
mean,
the jingle alone is worth listening to, I think. The intro.
I love it. I like it better than our other jingles.
No. You mean the ones you haven't brought from work yet?
Yeah, don't remind me of those.
Somebody has to.
This isn't the Brooklyn Boys podcast. This is Slice Time.
All right, I'll rip you later. By the way, on the Brooklyn Boys podcast, episode 282, you saw Robin last week, right? Over the weekend? Your girlfriend?
I didn't know. We didn't know. She didn't see me because...
Oh, was she not on the planet?
Yeah, she was, where she was...
In a mall in Miami?
She went to Ork with Mork.
Oh, Nanu.
Right,
I want to hear if the Nookie is any different now that you know she's from another planet.
We haven't spoken to her. We haven't spoken. I mean, well, we have spoken. She abandoned me because of it was the NFL divisional playoff weekend, and she wants no part of football. So.
Or is she molting this week?
Could be.
Okay.
All right. That said, let's get to Slice Time.
Here we go.
Hear your talk back.
Keep it upbeat and fun, people.
Scary. It's creepy voice guy. It's 3:15 a.m. Eastern. I'm taking that other Slice's advice. I'll try to have a little more spunk in my voice this time. Was listening to the podcast because I couldn't sleep. Hey, remember when Brody said when you call a sports show, you don't have to say you're a diehard fan a long time ago? You guys don't have to say you're a Slice for life. You're calling the, we know you're a Slice for life, you know? Okay, bye.
Now, he's got a valid point, except... saying like first time, long time, I get that. Nobody cares. The DJs on the sports station don't care. You're wasting your time. But when you say Slice for life, that's like, what up?
Right? Yeah. That's like, it's almost that's like a hello. It's a greeting for us.
See, we know you're a Slice because you called. But Slice for life means however bad this gets, when Scary starts losing his mind and we, spiral into a shithole of a podcast, that you guys are still in with us. When I'm carrying this thing on my back, like Charles Atlas carried the globe. because Scary is like drooling on himself.
Yeah.
You know, I just want you to know you're sliced for life.
That's it. Anyway, right. This is from commenting from episode 280, a very special Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Oh.
Hey, Brody and Scary, Jamie from Queens. Brody, I didn't mean it to sound like I was defending Facebook vacuum cleaner douchebag guy. I wasn't trying to defend him. I was just saying that might be why he messaged you when he did. You never know what kind of weird, fucked up, loop-de-loop, yellow brick road type of shit roads that people's minds go on. Okay, so he may have thought you were competition.
Nah, I just think Staten Island. That's it.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Brody and Scary, this is Dylan from Colfax, Iowa. I forgot to leave my info and reference which episode I was talking about. I do believe it was 279. You guys were, you couldn't remember what the ingredient was that you hated in a Caesar salad, maybe.
Anchovies.
And that was sardines.
Sardines.
But yeah, you guys ranted about it many, many episodes ago. Slice for life.
Thank you. Keep going. Nice.
Wow. That was an old episode he was referencing.
Yeah. The was it the chopped salad, the Greek salad?
Yeah.
It was the Greek salad.
It was a Caesar salad.
No, Caesar salad has anchovies.
Right.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Anchovies. Sardines.
Sardines.
I think it was a Greek salad. He didn't like the sardines.
Is it a Sardinian salad from Italy?
Oh, very nice. Hit it.
Scary and Brody. Brody and Scary. Scarody. Danny from Connecticut here. Hey, Scary, I just have one question for you. When you visited Dr. Fat Loss this year, did you do a lot of damage like you did last year?
Oh, yeah.
Keep up the great work, boys.
To answer your question, yes. I was 5 pounds heavier than I was last January. So I have a lot more to lose. Yeah, I did more.
How did you get your... That sounded like your brother. Was that your brother calling in, mentioning a sponsor?
No. And guess what? Can't hit the jingle because mention it. He did. I love it.
Yeah, that's why I think it's your brother.
When the slices mention the sponsor, we're good.
I'll talk about it more on the Brooklyn Boys podcast episode 282. But I posted something last night. I mentioned it was a client. I said paid advertisement. I couldn't. And then someone was like, hit the jingle. No, I didn't slip it in. I mean, you know, I'd like to.
Right.
Hi. Next one. Hi, yo.
Hey, Brody and Scary. This is Stephanie from Shrewsbury. I just wanted to respond back. One of the slices had emailed in and told Scary that he should sign up for his AARP card now. And Brody, I'm actually pretty surprised that you didn't know this, but the suggested age for AARP is only a suggestion. You can be any age and sign up for AARP. It's not a requirement to be that suggested age. Huh. So you can start getting discounts at a younger age. So I'd suggest anybody should go ahead and do that.
All right. Because you get some discounts. All right. Brody, do you have your AARP card yet?
No, I don't.
See,
no, I don't.
I feel like it has a stigma to it.
Well, here's the thing. AARP stands for American Association of Retired Persons. I am not retired.
Right.
You are not retired. So they may have discounts that I'm not aware of, which is odd, right? That I would definitely know about the discounts. But I'm not retired. And they're a fine organization. I am not a member, and neither is Scary at the moment.
Yeah.
If you'd like to sponsor the podcast,
don't rush me.
I'll ARP all over the place.
Don't rush me. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Brody Scary. Scary Brody. This is Manny from New York. Listen, Scary, I'm calling again to let you know. Bring the jingles. Bring the jingles.
Thank you. I don't know
whether to listen in order or not because I don't have any jingles to listen to.
You need to be told by a jingle?
Your $2.7 billion and 99 cent system, you know, and get it connected wirelessly or something. I don't know. Figure it out. Bring home the jingles. We need them.
Okay. In regards to the jingles, here's what I'm going to suggest. I've given up on Scary. Slices, if you want the jingles that Scary forgets to bring all the time, I want you to hit up producer Sam. Sam and radio, I believe, right?
No, it's not. Sam Rosalie.
Sam Rosalie, right. Sam Rosalie, find her. You'll find her. She has access to the audio. She's amazing with being able to get it loaded and sent. Tell her to send it to Brody and Scary. And tell her when you hit her up, you apologize for bothering her, but Scary's a lazy, bougie bastard.
Thanks.
Hey, Brody and Scary. love Slice Time, but I have an idea for another spinoff.
Oh, yeah?
We need a weekly show of just Juan Valdez giving his rants about your rants, because I've been dying laughing. It's fucking amazing. Love you guys.
The Rant of Rant show.
I love that.
No, Juan had a good week last week.
It was a great week for Juan Valdez.
Juan can get away with doing one more week of that. And then maybe like one per show.
And then it's going to get
like five.
Then it's going to get irritating. Is that what you're saying?
I think people will grow tired of it. I think the four or five he did, classic.
I don't think a few this week, great. Got to be honest. I don't think I can get sick of those. I don't think I can.
It's funny because you don't play the music for me. So at least someone's playing the music.
Testing, testing. Does this work on the Slice Time episode?
Sure does.
Or do you have to use the regular episode?
No.
Why would it not? Of course, yeah.
Of course. Of course it does.
So you tested it, but then didn't say it?
Yeah.
Oh. Just your boy, Von Vasquez. Psych. This is another one.
Belfort.
Yeah, you have to leave your name and where you're from, right? But you let the tractor guy get away with not leaving his name. And
special case.
I guess now you say he's from Texas, but he never gave his name. I have a theory that is Shady Jew Mobster, actually, doing a voice.
No.
Shady Jew Mobster is Tractor Guy.
Nah.
Nah, we've met Shady Jew many times. That's not a character he would do. Not him. I like where you're going, though. It could be Abe 77 for all we know.
Hey, this is regarding Taylor Swift, the Karma singer. I know we all love the paper AM New York, but they do the same thing. One time, yep, they wrote about Jay-Z as the Otis rapper because he has a song Otis, but I thought that was really weird to refer to Jay-Z as. So, yeah, I agree.
All the songs.
Very weird.
How about the H to the Izzo rapper, or the Can I Get a Rapper?
Hey, this is he's from Led Zeppelin, the band that released the album Coda, their least popular album.
Right.
Thank you for that. You're welcome for the Led Zeppelin reference. How about that?
Hey, Brooklyn boys, Brody and Scary, Scary and Brody. Episode 281, I want to add my own gripe on Facebook Marketplace, where I went to go buy this pitchfork from a guy, but he kept calling it a hoe. I had to meet him in this like dingy Burger King parking lot.
All right, Nemo.
Man, it scared me. He pulls up in this weird car. But,
Black Dodge Charger.
I needed a pitchfork, so it worked out, you know. Oh, by the way, my name is Nemo, longtime listener, second time caller.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
That was me, by the way.
We finally found Nemo.
We found him.
All right. Okay. We're about halfway. Yeah, we didn't leave too many. So I guess we have more coming up after this.
Don't sound so down.
Well, I'm kind of upset. I'm like, wow, we're already on the last page. It kind of sucks.
Well, maybe the system deleted a bunch again.
I hope not.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Those are some great commercials. Some of the best commercials I think we've run in a while.
Maybe you didn't hear any commercials.
I didn't hear any of them. Well, we don't hear them.
No, we don't. But maybe.
We don't.
Yeah, but maybe.
But I'm sure they were good. Any commercial that's on this podcast, you know, God bless them. We appreciate it.
Could have had unsold inventory and we could have been commercial free right there for all we
maybe
know.
Maybe AARP would be a good sponsor.
I would love to get AARP on board.
Absolutely.
Then, you know what? I'd get my card. Then I would apply.
Yes. Sponsor the podcast, please. We can give discounts to our slices.
Brooklyn boys, this is Nick, leaving a message from Washington State for this resident of Bensonhurst. Brooklyn boys, I love you. Brody, I love you. Please do not mix. Do not get confused, my friend. Invention.
I can't understand you. If that was you,
Actually, come out of the pool.
Yeah. Do something. Just don't stand 50 feet away.
It sounded like it was important. You said some nice things about me, but we couldn't hear the rest of it. So
yeah, you can leave that again.
I think it was
again.
About aliens, maybe? All right.
I don't know.
Sorry.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, Jamie from Queens here. You guys were talking about bar and bat mitzvahs. Well, my bat mitzvah wasn't your typical ceremony and party. My family decided to be different, and we went on a 10-day trip to Israel with a group where a bunch of us got bar and bat mitzvahed in the ruins of a 1,000 or 2,000-year-old temple on a mountain. Now, that was a lot more memorable than just the simple ceremony and party.
Okay.
Yeah, but you didn't have a barge with fireworks off the coast of Manhattan.
No, you didn't do that.
You didn't have a pizza truck.
Yeah.
It sounds nice. I mean, going to Israel is great, and it sounds terrific, but you didn't have a magician. That's all I'm saying. You didn't have us. You didn't have Ed Sheeran paid off by your billionaire dad to come sing. So very good. But I feel like pizza truck would have put it over the top.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Oh, boy.
You know, Brody, going back to episode 271, you know,
271.
That TV show Naked Connection or whatever the hell the name of that show was. Anyways, I went ahead and got the Max app at that time, and I took a look at that show, and I'll tell you what, man, that TV show is not for me. Looked like a bunch of elephants got loose from the zoo or something. Terrible. And why am I bringing it up after so much time, you might ask yourself?
I was just thinking
It's come to my attention that while I'm here at work, earning a living, my little lady, the mother of my children, has been at home ignoring her chores, watching Naked Connection. She's up to season 6, episode number 4. Who do I have to think about that? None other than Mr. Nasty himself, Mr. Brody. Thank you, Mr. Brody.
Oh, there you go. His wife can't concentrate on what she has to do because she's
okay. So first of all,
watching
it's naked,
a bunch of
naked attraction,
naked dudes on
naked
TV.
Attraction.
Yep.
But I'm sure alarm bells went off for a couple of people there. Your wife doesn't have time to finish her chores.
Yeah. What year is this again?
I gotta have a conversation with my wife about chores.
Straight out of 1954, that guy.
But listen, whatever floats your boat. But you know what? Call it what you will. Dinner better be on the table when you get home.
She's
not finishing her chores. Oof. I hope you don't give her dessert if she's not, you know, doing her chores. Don't get her allowance.
Hey, Brody and Scary. Jamie from Queens again.
Elephant thing was hilarious.
Brody, it seems like every week you have some sort of Facebook Marketplace stories.
I got more.
Come up with a jingle for this or some sort of music, like the Scamboni music. This is becoming a pretty regular segment. I would love to hear what you would come up with for this.
What about Holiday by Madonna? Marketplace. They will be so dumb.
Oh my goodness.
Well, how about Face to Face by, what was it? Peter Gabriel? Marketplace. Instead of Face to Face. Face to Face.
Yeah. I'm not feeling that one.
I'll come up with a hip hop song.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, it's Maria from Miami. I had to come on here and complain about Madonna because she did that to us here in Miami.
Ooh.
And you're right, Scary, and I don't want to say this, but people need to be held accountable. This is why Beyonce was praised when she made the public transportation in the Washington area stay open later so that people could get home after the concert.
That's right. That is a very great point. At least Beyonce took responsibility for it and said, look, we're going to make sure that you guys have a safe way home.
Right.
Madonna could give two shits.
Well, couldn't give two shits.
Couldn't give two shits.
By the way, if I did a lyric video and I wrote B-U-Y, B-U-Y, and then B-Y-E, B-Y-E, it would make sense if I said, if you don't want to buy, 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 buy. See? How about that?
Are you still on the Facebook Marketplace jingles?
Yeah, I'm just coming up with, that's the way my mind works.
Okay.
Hello, this is Ariel from upstate New York. Scary, go look at your Twitter because I tagged you and Brody in it with that video of the alien that was at the mall in Miami.
Oh, it's Patty. There's no alien.
I guess it's real. They're saying that it's real.
Who's that?
Brody doesn't believe that there's aliens, but there might be proof in this. Might be a video. Brody, go watch it.
I already responded to you. There's nothing in there, Jess. It's Jessica. Jessica, there's nothing in that video that looks like an alien. You can CGI anything. You can put on a costume. There's nobody in the world is covering this story as an alien in that video. You would think every country in the planet would be, oh my God, we have video evidence. Come on. It's a shadow. Shadows get longer at a distance. You've never had a 12-foot shadow that your might, arms look thin.
That story might not be the best example of an alien.
Probably but
there
not.
But there are other stories out there
lots
that
of stories.
Are far
oh my
more
God,
convincing.
There's one about an alien that wants to phone his home planet and eats Reese's Pieces.
Brody, you got to watch that video because if you look at it, you'll look how there's so many cop cars
That's
surrounding
right.
the Miami Mall.
Yep.
Yeah. And
where's the military?
Supposedly somebody called saying that there are kids, teenagers fighting in that mall or throwing firecrackers.
That's right.
Now, if that were the case, there wouldn't be so many cop cars surrounding the mall.
Thank you.
But there is.
I like Thank you, Jessica.
Something's going on.
Thank you, Jessica. I felt the same way.
Okay. What if it was
she's back again?
Ariel from upstate New York. Scary, do you remember when I sent a talk back where I mentioned Yosemite Sam mentioned that he was from Texas and Brody said that's not where he was from and then you said he mentioned he was from Texas? Well, I guess Brody was wrong and you were right, Scary.
He is from Texas. And that was Ariel, not Jessica, that you've been talking to all this time.
No, Jessica Patty sent me a video.
Right, but that was Ariel from upstate.
No, that last call was Ariel from upstate.
Oh, okay. So those are two different people?
The alien mall video was Jessica.
A minute apart?
That happens.
Okay.
By the way, are we talking about Yosemite Sam, the cartoon character, or the guy who's leaving us great talkbacks?
The guy who's leaving us great talkbacks, Yosemite Sam. Oh. I call him Yosemite Sam.
I thought he said he's from Texas last week.
He is from Texas.
That's what he said. So how am I wrong?
No, you didn't say that. I said he's from Texas.
But somehow I ended up wrong.
But BK is from Texas. Beyonce Knowles is from Texas.
That's right. That's BK,
this
dumbass.
This is Ariel from upstate New York again.
You're
I'm
back.
Not sure which episode it was, but that one episode where Scary invited Brody over to his apartment
yep.
and then offered him Diet Coke that uh-huh. was 3 years old.
Yep.
Scary, not only do you now owe Brody a steak dinner, but now you owe him a Diet Coke.
For what
yes,
reason?
Thank you.
For what reason?
Thank you for referencing. For like 8 weeks now, you've owed me a Diet Coke.
What? Where does this come from?
You heard her. She's a slice. Don't argue with slices.
I'd like to know how I owe him a Diet Coke.
Because you gave me a shit Diet Coke the one time I came over your apartment. So I haven't been back.
Listen, you get what's in the refrigerator. That's it.
From 1990 what?
Yeah, but I don't owe you. I don't owe it to you.
Yeah, I'm in that kind of mood. You owe it to me.
You owe the Chinese restaurant a grape soda.
Nope. They didn't say we weren't good.
See, I don't think that's right that Madonna's getting sued. Justin Bieber, Rihanna and Lauryn Hill were late for their concerts, and you never heard stories of where they got sued.
But how late? See, Madonna was ridiculously late. She was 2.5 hours late. Bieber was 2.5 hours late for his concert. I don't think
so. And if other people chose not to sue, that doesn't mean that the people who were at the Madonna concert shouldn't sue.
Right.
Probably an older crowd. Their feet hurt.
One has nothing to do with the other.
Their backs hurt.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, good morning.
I would like to comment on the talkbacks from the morning show, as the mailman was complaining about Mr. Michael Oppenheimer being on so often.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoy Mr. Michael Oppenheimer. I find his talkbacks to be very, very entertaining. I think he should be on more often. But you can't please everybody, so you might as well just space them out a little further apart as to keep the haters happy. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
That's Yosemite Sam. He has the same accent.
Yeah, that's him.
That's he said, keep him happy. He's got the same exact accent and inflection.
So that's his other voice. Now he's doing a second voice.
He thinks we don't know. Well, how do you know it's a second voice? Maybe his real voice is the Yosemite Sam, Foghorn Leghorn, and then this was an impression he was doing.
Yeah, and just to comment on that, Yeah, someone texted into the Big Show, some hater, saying that they hate Michael Oppenheimer phone taps, but, you know.
What kind of anti-American person is that?
Exactly.
What kind of commie? Okay, sorry.
Yes, hello, gentlemen.
Oh, you're back.
Earlier when I did the talk back, I said
that's talk what I'm back, saying.
But what I meant to say was phone taps. Yes, phone taps. Please do accept my apologies. But while I'm here, may I make a suggestion? Can we once and for all determine the exact price of Skiri's million-dollar bougie radio equipment? That way, when we reference it, we can all be on the same page as the price. We're not all saying 12 million, 6 million, whatever.
It goes up okay, when he adds thank more, you very much. Options.
Okay. Well, I don't know how much it goes. I think that's the joke, that it's never the same amount.
Right. It's like when people used to request my song parodies and you would say 47,273 people all want to hear whatever my latest song right. parody was.
Yeah. That was
approximate.
Exactly.
Hey, Broken Boys, you're from my desk. And today is Skiri and Brody. Skiri, I believe in you. I believe in aliens.
How far apart are those calls?
Archaeologists found these unexplained markings in ancient ruins all over the world. China, Egypt, Greece. Set in 1932. These are symbols you're seeing in your head? Same ones over here, right? So, what's it telling you? How did they end up all growing in the same spot?
Those two, by the way, those two were 8 hours apart, so it's a different person. That is Juan Valdez. But I
just checking.
I kind of want to.
Hey, bro, kind of want to poke you.
See what he's saying.
And today is Robin, Skiri, and Brody. Because Robin, you mean to tell me that the first wave of aliens are here and a bunch of assholes just trying to destroy the planet, and then the next wave of assholes are here to guide them so they don't destroy the planet? You're literally just describing everybody. Half of us don't care about our footprint and are destroying the planet. And the rest of you are trying for us to take care of the planet.
Man, he is far gone. I like it.
Hey, Broken Boys, it's your boy Juan Valdez. Huh. And today is Skiri and Brody. Skiri, I believe in you. I have
Skiri
proof.
And Brody.
That's Egyptian. Mayan, Sumerian, Babylonian. That's Hawaiian there at the end, and Mesopotamian. Now this one here is our most recent discovery. It's a
5,000-year-old
cave pen from the Isle of Skye in Scotland. These are ancient civilizations that were separated by centuries. They shared no contact with one another, and yet.
Oh, he's trying to point out proof of aliens from a TV show.
Yeah, that'll do it. Hey, TV
this
show.
Is your boy Juan Valdez.
You're back.
And today is Robin and Skiri, and then Brody. Brody, you
what?
Need to open your mind, Brody. You cannot not believe in aliens, Brody. You understand?
Yes, I can.
So for this episode, we need to open our minds and believe in Robin. Some of us are assholes. Some of us are trying to help each other and guide people with the good energy from the aliens. So, Brody, I'm sorry, but you're wrong.
Autobots.
Autobots.
He's got sound effects to
Autobots
back him up.
Are aliens, right? So that's your proof.
He came with receipts.
Nice.
Okay. I think he got one more in here. It looks
the
like
Decepticons. Hey, I have to believe in them.
Boy, how about this? And it's always Brody and Skiri.
Nah, Skiri. Back.
So you mean to tell me aliens came here and built the pyramids of Egypt? You do understand that there are other pyramids around the world, like, for example, Mexico. There are pyramids built in Mexico. Nobody questions those. They were built by Mexicans who could get it done, my guy. There are also pyramids in Sudan all around the world, my guy.
Oh, man.
I told you. It was good last week. Okay, so your theory, Juan, is that aliens couldn't have built the pyramids in Egypt because we have pyramids in Mexico that nobody's doubting.
Right.
Therefore, Mexicans built them. Therefore, why are we doubting the Egyptians? Or was it just aliens came to Mexico also? I don't agree with that.
Well, that's what my argument would have been, that they came there too. But maybe he feels like, you know,
they figured out how to build pyramids.
Well, he feels like, you know, they're Mexicans, so they worked harder. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. You know, what are you trying to say there, Juan Valdez?
I don't know. Hit the next one.
I'm with you on this, but some things are better left unsaid sometimes.
Who are you?
And
guess
this, Skiri.
What are you talking about?
He's a paranormal investigator. Go figure, right? Love you guys. Slice for life.
Did we miss a call?
No. Nope. She's with me on this. She's with me on the aliens. I'll repeat it.
I'm with you on this, but some things are better left unsaid sometimes. And get this, Gary. He's a paranormal investigator.
Who is? Good figure, right?
Love you guys. Slice for life.
I think we're missing the call where she said her name, where she's from.
Nope, we're not.
What she's talking about.
That's the only one that came in.
She said he's a paranormal investigator. Go figure. Who is?
Brody and Scary, Cynthia from South Jersey.
Okay,
first and foremost,
order.
My condolences to you both. I was so sad when I heard about your moms. Then when I heard the clips of your moms, I was laughing so hard.
That's what we do here.
Brody and Scary, Cynthia again. Anyway, someone was saying they would like to have Spruce to come back on the show. Well, I have a special request to get Danielle DeLillo back on the show, too. I just love her.
Yeah.
I think she's so awesome, and she's so New York. I could just listen to her talk, like, all day. Anyway, love you guys. Slice for life. Bye.
I love her accent. She's like, I could just listen to her talk all day.
I
love her accent. By the way, my wife met Danielle DeLillo for the first time at Danielle's birthday party, the surprise birthday party. Danielle spent like 15 minutes talking to my wife.
Yeah.
And I'm walking outside with my wife to the car after the party. And my wife says, "You need to do a podcast with her. She's fantastic.
She really is great." And
I said, I would do a podcast with her. I got to come up with an angle.
She's one of my close friends at the radio station. Danielle DeLillo.
You grew up listening to her.
Danielle DeLillo's awesome.
And you grew up on Danielle DeLillo, didn't you? Sure did, right.
Anyway, thank you for not crushing me about aliens. I thought I was going to get a lot more hate on that one. But apparently...
I'm surprised Robin didn't get a little doubt.
No, you're the doubter in this group, Brody.
I am Debbie Doubter.
Debbie Doubter. Well, that's it. Those were our talkbacks for this week. That was Slice Time. That's all you got.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Sorry. Don't mean to be a Debbie Downer on here, but that's all you left. But I guess we'll see you later in the week with episode number 282.
I got to come up with a song called Is It Available? That's going to be the jingle, I think.
Brooklyn Boys.
We'll see you soon.
Slice reactions. This podcast all depends on you. Baby.
And your meat doesn't have to be one. It's Slice Time. Free dessert.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.